America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
To pass, blitz coming, wide open Ray Davis, 45-50, 45-40, still on his feet, he's gonna go, 20-10-5, touchdown, Ray Davis, 63 yards.
Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. Thanks a lot for joining me on the stream, facebook.com/WGR550. Bills 30-27 over the Miami Dolphins yesterday. You know, so I think I want to even change. I gave an arrow down, my arrow up, arrow down to Sean McDermott for the challenge. And it was late in the game, right? So Tua dives, he challenges the spot, and he loses the challenge. And I've had people tell me like how terrible of a challenge it was. And I said, arrow down, shouldn't have challenged. It cost you a timeout. You need that timeout. The more I look at it, the more I think about it, though, McDermott was using his timeouts anyway because he's trying to get the ball back. So if he wins the challenge, the game is over. They're getting the ball. If he loses, he's just stopping the clock like he would anyway. But maybe the bigger picture here is the rule and knowing the rule and where it is. And I've been trying to check in on this with different people and officials. And what I've gotten is it is not in this situation where the player starts his dive. It has to make, this is what I got from Football Zebras. It's a really good account, by the way. I'm going to give them a shout out. Football Zebras on Twitter. Footballzebras.com is their website. And I've been messaging with Football Zebras. We've had them on the show before. They're dedicated to, you know, sorting out different rules, and they have a really good site that you can see a lot of this stuff. Here's what I got from them. I said, so it's not where he starts to dive? Answer is no. Has to make contact with another body part. When it's a slide, feet first, it's usually around the time the slide starts because contact with the ground happens sooner than a dive. So from that, the ball was spotted correctly, and it probably was not a good challenge from a where the ball was spotted. You should know that for Sean McDermott, no doubt. I would also tell you, though, thinking about it, he was going to use the timeouts anyway because he's trying to conserve time for when he gets the ball back for his team. And if you do win the challenge, you win the game. It's a risk reward, and I think he felt the risk was good. Was good because the reward was the winning the game. I also had somebody tweet me last night about clock management. I thought clock management was good in this game. Like clock management in this game, the timeouts they used were very, very smart and valuable when the Dolphins had the ball. If the Bills don't use their timeouts, the Dolphins might score with like 30 seconds left instead of a minute or whatever it was that they scored. What did they score? What was the final? Let me get the time here. Dolphins scored with 1:38 left on the clock. If the Bills don't use those two timeouts after the challenge even, they're scoring maybe a walk-off, and then they are maybe going for two to win the game. Nothing you could do about it. So I thought clock management was good in this game, actually. So I don't know. I think if you look at stuff like that and you had a nitpick, then you're looking for stuff to nitpick, to be quite honest with you. Let's go to Frank in Williamsville. Hi, Frank. You're on WGR.
So I got a few things I want to get to bat, but real quick on the timeouts, I think I would never have the quarterback call a timeout in the first half. Or even in the first third quarter when it's not like a delay of game thing, right?
Would you rather take a delay of game? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, give me the yards. It's 5 yards, whatever. That's a big difference, especially with Josh.
It's a good debate. I got it.
Secondly, the other thing I want to mention about, I should ask you this before, I guess the bass thing. The Bills give up a lot of runs, chunks on the runs. I'm thinking sometimes it's because they're trying to, the emphasis is on punching the ball out. And I think they're more thinking about punching the ball than they're getting the guy down. And they run alongside him for 5 or 6 yards until he finally falls down.
I wouldn't go that far, Frank. I mean, yeah, I mean, sometimes I wouldn't go that far. They want to make tackles, but sure, I think you see it around the league that if you have an opportunity to punch the ball out, I think sometimes guys do elect to do that than make the tackle. But I don't think it's like a conscious effort. Like, I'd rather do that than tackle. But sure, I think in certain situations, you do see that sometimes, and I would agree. So I'd say I shouldn't go that far. I think it does happen sometimes. I don't think it's like it's like some overarching philosophy, I guess is what I'd say, that you'd rather do that than take the ball carrier down. But yeah. I do sometimes agree with you that maybe a guy went for the ball when he should have gone for the tackle. You know what I mean?
Okay, so it's the last thing on bats, okay?
Yeah.
I called earlier, before the season started, saying they got to get another kicker. If you look around the league, the competition they're in against, right? The Baltimore, KC, Houston, Philadelphia, Kansas City, Vegas, they all have better kickers than the Bills do. And they, well, how important is the field goal kicker? If it, when the KC had the long kick that beat the Bills in the playoffs, we knew that kick was going in. We don't know what's going in. He's not good on the short kicks. And I just think they can say as much as they want. He's a great guy. I'm sure he's the greatest guy in the locker room, right? Everyone loves the guy, right? But you got to pick the guy who's going to make the most kicks. I know they said they had a guy in last week. So who was he? What was there? One guy?
Well, No. They tried out several, but you're not going to sign five kickers.
I understand that, but I think that.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Here's the question, Frank, for you. Hold on. You okay? You got to slow down for a second, okay? Here's the question. All right, it's okay. Where are you finding that better kicker? Because if he's not on one of the 32 teams, it generally means he's not good enough to play in the league.
Well, it seems like a lot of these kickers, they come in off the street.
Let me ask you this, Frank. If Lucas Havrasek went out on the field yesterday for that 61-yarder, are you more confident than Tyler Bass doing it?
I don't know who he is. I say no.
He's the guy that they signed last week.
Oh, okay. All right.
You just told me that that's what they should do.
That's why you're on that end of the line, Sal. That's why you're on that end.
No. It's okay. No. Do you understand my point? I agree with you. He has to get more consistent. He has to get more consistent, Frank. My issue is, and I've said this for weeks.
Right.
Yes, he has to, but I don't know if there's a better alternative that you're just going to come up with out of thin air.
Let me ask you the status quo. Let me ask you this question. The places, what percentage of people thought he was going to miss that kick?
A lot. But
what makes a good call? Is it the result of the call or what?
It was a smart call because even if he misses, there's only 5 seconds left. So that's fine. Right. That's a smart call, Frank. So, yeah. Listen, by the way, Justin Tucker's struggling too. That kicker you just mentioned for the Ravens. He's been struggling this year.
Yeah, I heard about
that. So I got you, buddy. Thanks. I appreciate the call. Thanks a lot. I got to run. I got Tom next up in North Tonawanda. What's up, Tom?
Sal, you know, today is a happy day for people like you and I, because it's victory after, not only is it victory Monday, but it's victory over Miami Monday, and is there anything better, you know?
I mean, you know, again, I like I said earlier today, maybe it seems to me some fans, it seems, are a little spoiled, Dom. I'm reading yet last night people coming at me on how they did this wrong and that wrong, and they're winning despite their head coach. I'm like, holy cow, they're 7-2, 3-0 in the division, and just beat the Miami Dolphins for the 13th out of 14th time. Can you be happy, please?
Yeah, and they're on track to have this division locked up in early December. So, I mean, you know, let's just be happy for today. If you want to nitpick on stuff, do it tomorrow.
And by the way, you can always nitpick. It's sports. I mean, you can't just expect 40-0 victories every time you roll out of bed.
Absolutely. So what I want to do, and, you know, you gave some people some credit early for your point. I'm going to give my credit for this because I've been talking with some people. I've got a little Expected Buffalo Discord chat going on, and people came in from Patrick and Anthony and Pat and Brian. And, you know, we're talking about Kyrie Elam. And I thought, you know what, this is a guy who hasn't played. He's on the line. He came in yesterday, and I think we all thought, okay, Benford's questionable, but he's going to start, and he didn't. And Elam, you know what, he had a tackle for a loss, a fumble recovery. He got beat once by Tyreek Hill, and he's hardly – and he almost got back in time to break that play up anyway.
Yeah.
And he's hardly the only corner to ever get beat by Tyreek Hill. If you only do that once coming in as a reserve corner, you know what? You had a pretty good day, and I just think he – you know, obviously, look, we all love what Bass did and some of the plays the offense made in the second half. But, you know, he was just a steady presence out there, and you really didn't notice him. And if you're the number three corner starting, what more do you want? And he made a big play recovering that fumble. So let's give him some credit. And that's why he's still on the team, and you've talked about it before, that, you know, you need depth at a position like that. You just can't unload him now and trade him and pick up whatever, a fourth or fifth round pick 2 years down the road. It's not going to do you any good. He will, and he did yesterday, so I hope people back off on that.
Yeah, and listen, he's not the player they were, they thought he would be when they drafted him. I think we all can recognize that. That was not a, it's not turning out to be a good draft pick, right? But
right.
He's still on the roster, and he's still got to perform when called upon, and you still have to develop him and put him in the game in these situations, and I agree with you. I mean, he made a couple nice plays yesterday. Unfortunately, got beat on that double move. By the way, really nice catch by Tyreek. Tyreek was right in front of me. That was a heck of a catch, by the way.
Yeah, it was. And getting beat by Tyreek's not, you know, you'd like not to see it, but it's not the worst thing in the world to happen to a corner.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks a lot, Tom. Appreciate it. We'll take a timeout. Let's come back. We'll take more of your phone calls. 803-0550 here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Good calls. I love it. Got some things that didn't go well yesterday you want to talk about. Got some things that went well yesterday you want to talk about. Got comments, questions, debates. It's all right here on the table for you. 803-0550. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll do it again after this message here on WGR.
Pitch play to the right to Mostert, looking for an opening, and now hits the hole, and he's through it. And it's another 9 yards. Fumble on the play, though, and it's picked up by Buffalo at the 36-yard line. It's Buffalo football.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.